This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity in the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta A-Stars. Like so many neighborhoods, Kalamazoo's East Side has seen its economic ups and downs. To raise community pride and foster a resurgence of the neighborhood, the Kalamazoo County Land Bank, Vibrant Kalamazoo, and the East Side Neighborhood Association came together to create East Side Voices. It's an intergenerational oral history project with stories from current and former East Side residents. There's also a book. Kelly Clark is the executive director of the Land Bank. Pat Taylor is the executive director of the Kalamazoo East Side Neighborhood Association. How did this project come together? What was the seed of the idea here? What is it that you wanted to accomplish?
Oh, man, so many things. It all started when the Land Bank convened a group of us to do a peer learning session in Georgia.
Georgia?
Yes. Oh. A person from the Arts Council.
Center for Community Progress.
Center for Community Progress had a program where communities could go to different communities and learn about community development efforts going on in other communities. And the Land Bank went along and graciously asked myself, a person from KIA, all names are escaping me now.
Belinda Tate, the president of the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts, yes. Kristen Chesick, the executive director of the Greater Kalamazoo Arts Council, Adrian Vasquez, who's the executive director of the Hispanic American Council, Pat, and the executive director of the Kalamazoo East Side Neighborhood Association.
So there's a whole community just there of organizations.
Yeah, we were
that
able
came
to
together.
Bring eight people to Macon, Georgia. The Center for Community Progress wanted to recognize the great work that's happening in Kalamazoo, utilizing the arts to activate vacant spaces. So we were able to bring together a delegation of eight people from Kalamazoo to meet eight people in Macon, Georgia, and share with each other how we were utilizing the arts in this way. Turn it back over to Pat to talk about how this idea hatched in that trip.
Okay.
It's funny how things turn around, because the person that seeded the idea for us and the project actually is Belinda Tate. Mm-hmm. She had done a presentation in Georgia on another project that she had done with another organization when she was on the east side of the country, where she had gotten residents together and they were going to reminisce about the historical components of where they were living since it was being revitalized and renewed. They wanted to maintain that history. And so they got a bunch of people together. She showed this information to us, and we came up with the idea of, wouldn't that be cool to have a historical narrative of what it's like living on the East Side from an intergenerational perspective.
So what did you find out from digging into this project? Describe the East Side community, demographics. Who lives there?
Regular, everyday, average people that are in love with their neighborhood and are very good neighbors to each other and very community-minded.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Pat Taylor tells why she's inspired to work for the East Side.
Everybody kept saying, the poor East Side, too bad something couldn't be done with it. But there was such a pride when you talked with the residents that still live there. Some of them inherited the homes that they live in. Some of them moved in just because they were impressed with the neighbors and the families. So it was totally different feeling from the residents as opposed to the general public, I think. And we wanted to make sure that the general public knew that the East Side is a fantastic place. It's a good place to raise your family. Mm-hmm. It's close to downtown, and it's very picturesque.
Yeah.
Very artistic, because we have several artists that also live in the community. And we wanted to showcase that also.
Kelly, in terms of the Land Bank, what was your interest in getting involved in this project?
Yeah, well, as Pat mentioned, we were together in Macon, Georgia, and heard Belinda Tate's presentation about the work when she was with the Diggs Gallery at Winston-Salem University. And That sparked an idea from Pat to think about an intergenerational oral history project on the East Side. And for me, Pat and I have been partnering together on many parcels of land that the Land Bank has and getting the community together to envision what those parcels could look like if they were repurposed. So my immediate thought was, I wonder if there's a way in which we can incorporate the history of the neighborhood into this redevelopment. We've got all of the folks from the neighborhood coming together to develop the visions for the redevelopment that's happening. But my thought was, wouldn't it be wonderful if not only having the residents develop the vision for what's happening, we could actually have the neighborhood story told in the developments so that that story is uplifted. And when people are experiencing the new development, maybe they're from a different community, that they're seeing those stories and that they're seeing that there is this rich history in the neighborhood that really deserves to be elevated. And so from my point of view, I just thought this would be such a great way to elevate those projects and continue to integrate the voices of the neighborhood in those projects.
So let's talk a little bit more about that oral history, which kind of translates into the book. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
And I believe you had Buddy Hanna and Sid Ellis. Were they the ones collecting these?
Yeah. So Pat immediately identified Buddy and Sid and has had longstanding relationships with those local treasures. And so I'll turn it over to Pat to talk more about that.
So how did that happen, Pat? I understand they had 17 interviews, was it?
Yes.
That they gathered. And what did they hear? Who did they meet?
Oh, they met people that still lived in the neighborhood. They met seniors that live in the neighborhood. They also were able to identify people who no longer lived in the neighborhood that wanted to tell their story about what it's like to live on the East Side. Buddy actually does live over on the East Side, and we had known each other for probably ever. And I'd known Sid for almost as long.
Almost so, forever.
Right. We'd done several projects together before I'd come to the East Side Neighborhood Association. And so they were the first people to come to mind because they have this community mindset of working in the community and sharing good things, that positive activities.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Pat Taylor of the Kalamazoo East Side Neighborhood Association and Kelly Clark of the Kalamazoo County Land Bank. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.